Well, first of all, it's a delightful song. Okay, it's a jolly, delightful song, so much so that our family, every single year on Christmas Eve when we get together, we enact the 12 days of Christmas. Okay, so everybody gets a day, and they, as it goes around, and kind of enact it. So I wouldn't want them to say it's like a heavy theological song, but what it is, it's a catechism for kids. The other aspect is one of the reasons you can't immediately identify all of it, because it doesn't say the four evangelists, the three persons of the Trinity, because of the fact this was during a time where there was persecution of the church, okay? And so these, creatively, the teachers, the catechists at that time, wrote a song which had double meaning. So we hear it, at first, it's like a courting song. So in other words, my true love is buying me all these gifts, and all the gals get all excited, okay? And from that point, it's a very delightful song. But when you look at and this is the most important part of it, who the true love is, who loves us totally, unconditionally, and fully, that's God. And therefore, God is bestowing all these gifts on us, not for one day of Christmas. Not just, you know, once December 25th, the sun sets, it's all over with. For 12 full days, particularly in the British tradition, the later British tradition of the 1800s, the Victorian period, but it has its root in the fact that there are actually 12 days of the celebration from Christmas Day till the 6th of January, which is the Feast of the Three Kings or the Epiphany. So, because feasts were never celebrated just for one day. And the Catholic point of view is kind of the thing. It's like a wedding. You don't celebrate the wedding reception before the marriage. So we celebrate the marriage, and then we go on with the celebration afterwards. So it's a little different than most everybody kind of conceives of this. So each of the days has a particular significance. God the Father, who sent his Son, who has two natures. He's both divine and human. So that's the greatest love sends his greatest gift to us, his Son, who has the two natures. So, you know, we have the two turtle doves. And the dove is a symbol of peace as well. The dove is a symbol of the offering in the Old Testament. They would bring two turtle doves for the when the child was presented to the Lord. So it has various levels of meaning. So the interesting thing is that the partridge, which is God the Father, is placed in the tree, which is the cross. And so the pear tree, which bears the fruit, is also the symbol of the fruit, is Jesus. The blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Calling birds were announcing the gospel, where here you have the pipers piping also. People followed the Pied Piper. They followed the apostles. They followed their message. They played their song.
When you think of the five golden rings, and it's usually a part in the song where the crescendo kind of builds, and
it's exactly.
A beautiful part of the song. People don't realize, you know, the first five books of the Old Testament.
Right, which is the foundation of the Hebrew faith, and which laid the foundation and becomes the kind of precursor of Jesus's. Jesus fulfills everything that happened in the first five books of the Bible. Like the Passover lamb sacrifice is now Jesus being sacrificed. The passage through the sea is our baptism. So all that stuff that's in that first five books of the Bible, all the way through, are all symbolic of what Jesus is going to bring into fulfillment.
Now, how does six geese a laying, it relates to the 6 days of creation?
Well, every time a goose or any fowl lays an egg, that's new life. And the egg in ancient culture used to be thought as a symbol of a whole entity, or if you want to say the world. So a world is being born. So each time the another day of creation formed another aspect, whether it was the light, the separation of the land and the water, the population with animals or the trees and the fruit-bearing plants. All new life is continually being reborn during these days of creation. And so the egg becomes a symbol of that new life. Swans are swimming. Birds here are very important because these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or some the seven sacraments, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit fit with the birds a lot better because the Holy Spirit is often depicted as a dove. And that each of these swans depict one of the gifts that this bird or dove in symbolically gives to us. Maids of milking, the eight Beatitudes. Well, the land of milk and honey was the blessed land. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, that's the fruits of joy, particularly joy in that one. And here you have ladies dancing, you see? So in other words, the sense of the fact that the Holy Spirit is not just something which, that's why I would never want the song to be thought of something heavy and theological and almost something ready for a university dissertation only.
But pretty heavy then, the Lord's a-leaping is a symbol of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, everyone will get it that way. That's true. On the other hand, what are the Ten Commandments for? Not just rules to follow, but steps to get us through life.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 lords.
The last one is kind of the easiest because it stands for the 12 drummers drumming. Again, a drum call calls people together, okay? Gives everybody attention. We'll have attention to the 12 parts of the Apostles' Creed. And the tradition states that when the apostles gathered together, St. Peter would start, and it's, I believe in one God as one of the parts, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And the second part would be, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son.
Difficult for you as a priest to watch what people do at Christmas time, where it's gift, gift, gifts, and this song has been so commercialized over time.
All of what we celebrate as Christmas, even holly, is symbolic. The red seeds of the holly, of the flower, is symbolic of Christ's blood. The white ones of Mary himself, the purity. The little spines on the holly is like the crown of thorns. So everything which we celebrate does root itself in the event of Bethlehem, in that most mystical event that permeated our culture. However, what has happened is, well, obviously it's because we want people to go shopping. So let's take what's something's very dear, causes people to be light, happy, lords a-leaping, ladies dancing, okay? And we dance off to the mall. On the other hand, I think people now are kind of like they've been satiated to a certain point where many people are recognizing that on one hand, why do I have to go through all this? I hear most people do their shopping online now just because they don't want to go to the store and stand in lines. That's one aspect. But the other aspect is, how many of us can make a list of all the gifts we received at Christmas for the last 10 years? And who gave it to us? And where they are? And what we're doing with it or not? But you know what the kids will remember? The geese a-laying, the Lord's a-leaping, they will remember that.